The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything that you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads ensure that you can take on any adventure. Available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads, so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. I've been so pumped to take a couple of friends with our road bikes to some of the trails nearby, and now I can bring the entire crew, my dog, and all of our gear with that third row. Learn more about the new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
On this episode of This League, we talk about what happens when the league decides you are just washed. No longer an NBA player. They do not want you. They do not need you. How hard that is to change their minds when it is not true. We are talking about Isaiah Thomas, but we're also talking about the likes of Michael Beasley, Kenneth Faried, Mike James, and many, many more. So do me a favor, Marty. Oh, dead time. Dead summer. You know when we're talking about IT. But that's where we're at right now. So time to get into the heartwarming stories. Sad stories. Let's drop the beat. Love hoops, you love IT. Do you say that's true?
Mm-hmm.
I think he's a for kids who did not become 6'3, 6'5, 6'7,
right,
like myself and yourself, knowing what Isaiah Thomas can do at, we'll call him 6 feet flat, is a very generous.
Yeah, no, he's not that.
He's not even that. I think he's like 5'10.
Yeah.
Getting back into the league is something that I want for Isaiah Thomas. It was about a month ago. Remember, he broke down and cried after he scored 81, just like a month ago, at the Crenshaw Classic. And he said, the league gave up on me. The league gave up on me. And then he tweeted afterwards, listen, it wasn't just the league that gave up on me. It was the whole goddamn world. I wasn't showing y'all a snippet of me being emotional so y'all can feel sorry for me. Hell no. My life is great. I was showing y'all to show you what it feels like to give everything you have to something you love and to see it slowly coming back where it's supposed to be. The marathon continues. The emotion was tied up from the last 4 years battling every single day. I'm not talking about the league giving up on me, LOL. The world gave up on me and was shitting on me while I was down and out. When you love something, you'll do whatever it takes to get that. And I'm back, baby. I mean, it was when I watched that clip, I kind of teared up a little bit. Like all that mental anguish, all that physical anguish, knowing what he went through with his sister's death, all of his hip issues. That was the way the Boston Celtics organization ran him down to the ground and discarded him like a piece of trash. And then the league decided, yeah, you're trash, even though he was just an MVP candidate before he got injured. Like, that's where we're at. You know, 5'10", lose some mobility, lose some athleticism, and you're just a guy.
Two-time All-Star.
And that 81 points got people's attention again. People like LeBron were tweeting his support. And then all of a sudden, before you know it, Isaiah Thomas is at Staples Center. He is trying out for a roster spot to be a backup to the backup of Russ. Look good.
Yeah.
Look good. And then like clockwork, even though it looked like Isaiah Thomas was going to be in purple and gold once again, there was a wrench in the plan thrown in by the universe, and his name was Rajon Rondo. Apparently, it was unexpected that Rajon, people don't like it when I say Rajon, so I'm just going to call him Rajon, got bought out by the Grizzlies. I didn't think that was going to happen. I think that John Morant could use a little Rajon Rondo leadership in the locker room.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting a buyout there, especially because we've seen Rondo like play on teams like that. Like he was on Sacramento for a minute and like didn't really bitch about it. So like, yeah, no, I didn't see a buyout really coming.
And remember also the Lakers, we talked about this earlier in the season where the Lakers said that one of the reasons that their chemistry was off is because they lost Rondo and he was so instrumental into the chemistry. I know you don't buy into that, but there are guys who are important in keeping people accountable. And apparently LA really felt like Rondo was one of them.
Sure.
So now the Lakers want Rondo and not IT, even though literally the contract was almost in IT's grasps and poof. Now he's looking for another way to get back into the league. And I don't know if he will. I don't know if he will. But this sort of brought me to a larger issue. Because you think about like Isaiah Thomas is not far off from being an NBA player. He's a good player.
No, and he played in the league last year. He had a 10-day with the Pelicans.
Yep.
Yeah.
And, like, that was weird. Stan Van Gundy didn't treat him well because Lonzo Ball was out and Josh Hart was out, and he wasn't really getting any run.
Yeah, no, Marshall was playing over him. Yeah.
It's weird. Mm-hmm. Very weird. But to me, it's like, okay, we know that Isaiah Thomas is capable of playing in the league if he's healthy. And I really want someone to take a flyer on him, but really it's about what happens? Where do you go? What do you do if you're a player of NBA caliber and the league decides you're no longer an NBA player anymore? Like all the teams, and obviously, according to Isaiah Thomas, the world as well. Like you're washed. How do you convince people that they're wrong when they're like, you can't be here anymore? You can't even get a 10-day. Like, you're not going to get any run. You're just here. Summer league is your best bet to try. What do you do? There's not a ton of options. We just came out of a summer league. Summer league used to be where rookies came in and showed their stuff. And now we got fucking Michael Beasley trying to show he's not washed. Like, it's now where old players come to show their stuff.
I hope that continues.
So do I. Yeah. I kind of love it.
No, it was fun.
It was crazy. Here are a few of the many players trying to get into the league through Summer League. Kenneth Faried played for the Blazers Summer League team, 31, not old. He's the same age as Dame. Mm-hmm. Been out of league 2 years playing in China. I mean, the league has kind of gone to where he is. He's 6'8", stretch four, can play 3-4-5, definitely tough, can dunk, can play some roles, and somehow, some way, no one wants him.
I mean, can he shoot now?
But can Draymond Green? I mean, if Ken Faried just stuck with Jay Crowder, all you need to do is just be Jay Crowder. Like, we see. If you're 6'8 and you can shoot some corner threes, some, like, just outlets, you're good. You just, that's the only thing he needs.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's a big thing.
Right.
I mean, that's what Ben Simmons needs, but come on now. Marquese Chris, he's only 24.
He's bad.
8th overall pick.
He's a bad player. I have watched him a lot.
He's bad. He's trying to get back in, though. 24. Michael Beasley. He hasn't played since 2019. He's only 32.
Michael Beasley's only 32?
Yes.
Jeez. Yeah, I guess that makes sense. Yeah.
Mike James, who played serious minutes for the Nets in the playoffs, he's been bouncing everywhere. 7 seasons from Serbia to Israel to Croatia to all where, I mean, Yugoslavia, I don't even know. Like, he's been legitimately everywhere in the globe.
Yes.
And people are like, yeah, we'll give you a shot if someone gets hurt and then that person's backup gets hurt. But he can play. But the best example is former Oregon Duck, Joe Young. Who is that, Marty? Who is Joe Young? Exactly.
I mean, I kind of remember him, but yeah.
2015, went to the league from Oregon, the second round, played 3 seasons. They're all right. 127 games, averaged like 4 points, 9 minutes a game. He's fine. The only reason he didn't get extended after his rookie contract is because they drafted Aaron Holiday and they had way too many guards. They had, I think 3 or 4 other guards. So they're like, nah. Then they give him in China a $1.3 million contract with the Monkey Kings, which problematic name, I would say. Very problematic name, but we won't go into that. And he became for 2 straight years the highest scorer in the Chinese basketball league. Highest scorer. Fucking 38 a game. He averaged 38 points a game.
That's strong.
Then coronavirus fucked him up. Couldn't come into the bubble. Couldn't get back from China to the United States. You know how it is. When we got somebody calling it the China virus, you're not getting in from China. Like, that's the way that it goes. You know? Listen, we're not bringing a monkey king in to our bubble. It's just can't do it.
Yeah.
Optics wise. So then he plays for Stephon Marbury, who, by the way, is a head coach now, not a player.
I think I knew that.
Head coach for a couple years now. He's earned like $3 million, Joe Young, still not in the NBA. He got an invite to be on the Wizards, and they didn't even play him in summer league enough games for you to have stats for him. He didn't play enough minutes during the fucking summer league for you to find a goddamn stat about how he's done.
They didn't play him?
Like, barely at all.
Oh.
Dude averaged 38 points a game, and it's the Washington Wizards, and they're like, we're not going to play you in the fucking summer league. This is what I'm talking about, Marty. When the world decides, yo, you're nothing. You can't even get the Washington Wizards to put you out on minutes when they've got absolutely garbage players coming in, coming out. You're a pro averaging 38 points a game in China, and they're like, yeah, no, not enough for you to get stats.
I mean, that's bizarre to not play a guy on your summer league team. The point is for these guys to get some run. That's bizarre to just not play somebody.
It's just crazy. All of this to make the point of, like, when the NBA decides, it doesn't really matter what you've done. Like, you have guys like Jeremy Lin, sanity, and you're just a spark in the bottle. You're just a spark. We've decided you're a spark in the bottle. You're nothing. And then there's guys who still get minutes, like Hassan Whiteside. There's guys who just deserve nothing who continue to get contracts. And it's a weird, non-meritorious situation, right? Like, you just can't change these GM's minds. Pat Beverly, who we know is an NBA caliber player, we know that he's a difference maker, we know that he is an irritant, spent 3 years abroad before he could ever get on an NBA team. It wasn't like he went on an NBA team and then left and then tried to come back. He wasn't even allowed to come to the first place. Bruce Bowen spent 4 years in France before starting a 13-year NBA career. It's wild how this whole thing goes.
Yeah. PJ Tucker. 5 years in Israel and Europe.
Wild. Jeremy Lin, this year, lit up the G League, and no one's looking at him for an NBA roster. And we got Jalen Green. No disrespect to Jalen Green, but, like, why does what Jalen Green does in the G League, like, why is that applicable to the NBA, but what Jeremy Lin does in the G League not applicable to the NBA?
Good point.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's a good point.
How hard is it to change people's minds when they've decided that you are no longer wanted, that you are washed, that you are not a player? And more so, how physically and mentally exhausting is it to wake up every single day knowing that the world has counted you out and you believing differently and trying to dig and grind and get to the place where the world will accept you for who they thought that you were and no longer wanted you in the league? Like, just fucking ask Isaiah Thomas. Like, fucking hard, really hard. As he would say, a slow grind. That's all the time that we have for the This League podcast. Please remember to follow us on Spotify, on Apple, and YouTube. We will be back Wednesday for a special little mini episode, and then Friday morning for a new episode of This League. The bigger they come, the harder they fall. It's time to risk it all. Say hello to the big dog. Say goodbye to all the frauds. Keep it 100, keep it 100, keep it 1,000. With certain people, certain that we don't allow. No, 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 po, po. No, 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 po, po. You a slow po. Skirt, skirt on them. Stay in your lane, penny lane. A skirt, skirt on them. Big, 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 big dog. Big dog, big dog. Walking, big dog. Walking with the dog. I'ma risk it all. I'ma risk it all.
get a biscuit, biscuit. How many licks does it take to lick it? Ooh. She wanna lick a trapper, but she already done licked the rapper. Oh my,
oh my,
so fly,
so fly.
3-6 mafia, I stay fly, I stay fly. Ooh. Quietly, just to get by. I want it all, not a piece of the pie. Everybody eats,
everybody.
Skirt on them, stay in your lane, penny lane, a skirt, skirt on them. Thick, thick,